All right, folks, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super crucial: building resilience through self-reflection and introspection. Ever feel like life's throwing punches left and right? You know that feeling when things just don't seem to go your way? Well, guess what? That's totally normal. But here's the kicker: how we react to those punches, to those curveballs, is what truly defines us. That's where self-reflection and introspection come in, like superpower tools for navigating life's chaos. So, why are these skills so vital? Because they help you understand yourself on a deeper level. They help you pinpoint your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and even those little thought patterns that might be holding you back. Think of it like this. Introspection is like hitting the pause button on your life, taking a step back to analyze the scenery, and figuring out what's working and what needs tweaking. Now, let's unpack 5 key takeaways from this Stoic wisdom bolt. Number 1. Embrace discomfort. You heard me right. Growth rarely happens in our comfort zones. Stepping outside of them can be daunting, sure, but it's where the magic truly happens. Think about a time when you challenged yourself, maybe it was starting a new hobby, speaking up in a meeting, or even just trying a new food. Remember that feeling? That sense of accomplishment? That's the power of embracing discomfort. Number 2. Cultivate self-awareness. This is all about knowing your emotions, thoughts, and actions, and understanding how they impact others and yourself. It's like having an internal GPS helping you navigate those tricky emotional landscapes with more clarity and grace. Journaling, meditation, even just taking some quiet time for reflection can help you develop this powerful self-awareness muscle. Number 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic, the one that whispers doubts and negativity. But here's the thing, those thoughts aren't always facts. Learn to identify those unhelpful thought patterns and challenge them with logic and reason. Remember, you are in control of your thoughts, not the other way around. Number 4. Practice gratitude. This might sound a little cheesy, but seriously, it works wonders for building resilience. When you focus on what you're grateful for, big or small, it shifts your perspective, reminding you of the good things in life. It's like hitting the reset button on negativity and bringing a sense of positivity into your day. And lastly, number 5, seek support. We are social creatures, and we don't have to go through this journey alone. Lean on trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist for support. Talking about your struggles, sharing your vulnerabilities, it can be incredibly liberating and empowering. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young entrepreneur who just launched her own business. She's super passionate about her work, but facing some unexpected challenges. Sales are slow, competition is fierce, and she starts feeling overwhelmed and discouraged. Sound familiar? That's where introspection comes in. Sarah decides to take some time for self-reflection. She asks herself, "What am I doing well? What areas need improvement? What can I learn from this experience?" Through introspection, Sarah realizes she's amazing at connecting with clients but needs to improve her marketing strategy. She takes action, invests in online courses, and even reaches out to a mentor for guidance. By embracing self-reflection, Sarah doesn't just weather the storm, she uses it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Alright, folks, recap time. Today we learned that building resilience is all about embracing discomfort, cultivating self-awareness, challenging negative thoughts, practicing gratitude, and seeking support. Remember those 5 key takeaways, they are your secret weapons for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and strength. So go out there, reflect on your experiences, learn from your challenges, and keep building that inner resilience. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some ways you practice self-reflection in your own life? Drop a comment below or hit me up on social media. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.